Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally tonight, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday, markets and company news from Sasfin, our regular Monday commentator, David Shapiro, a very warm welcome. Nice to see that resources are starting the week a little stronger. So what's behind that? And particularly Sibanye, I see up by just under 5%, and Valterra also not doing too badly, up by about 3%.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we're seeing some movement in platinum shares. It's had a torrid time over the last few years, but we can thank Mr. Trump. You know, he does it regularly. He throws boulders into the pond, causing these tsunamis, you know, in the world economy. And of course, that pushes people to look, you know, for safe havens in either gold or in platinum, which is now starting to pick up as well. Palladium was a big performer. So the other issue, Jeremy, is that you know, Trump is going on a very offensive attack on the Fed Chairman Powell, you know, calling for him to step down, and nobody likes a government, you know, to challenge the independence of the central banks. And it's also, especially in such a crude way, and I think that also just causes kind of waves and worries about, you know, where this leads to. So dollar under a bit of pressure. The rand's improved as a result of that, but commodities picking up, and as you say, particularly platinum shares.
But Dave, those waves and worries are of real concern to this neck of the woods. The first thing is there's a note out today from NAMSA, that's the auto industry body, saying that auto exports to the United States have plunged 87% on the Trump tariffs. That has a real impact on society, community, and jobs. And the situation in Lesotho is even worse.
I think that's tragic. You know, for a little nation like that to have their factories closed down, and they produce, yes, they produce goods for, you know, for the European, for the American market. I think Levi's and Wranglers and, you know, and I don't know why, whether he's basing it on the fact that there's a deficit with Lesotho, you know, Lesotho, I mean, here, this little kingdom. So it, you know, there doesn't seem to be any sensibility. Yes. If he was attacking China, you know, maybe Chinese are opening these factories and therefore circumventing any tariffs that have been put on China. You know, there's always that argument. But, I mean, sometimes you'd think that common sense would prevail. And it does. It probably, because it's Lesotho, is so far down on the list of a negotiation. But, you know, to see these poor people being taken out, you know, not being able to earn, I don't know. But that is a big subject at the moment and causing a lot of worries. You know, he seems to be impetuous. No one can quite understand, you know, where this is all going. It just seems to be changing on a minute-to-minute basis.
And as a result of that, and unsurprisingly, David, and we've discussed this before, today gold touching a three-week high. Again, the demand for safe haven bullion. Again, this time was driving that is the 30% tariff on imports from the EU and Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm still in the camp that thinks he'll eventually get bored of trying to sit down and go through all the, you know, all the agreements and probably settle somewhere 15 to 20%. And I think that's what the market is saying to you, but it's taking a bit longer. He wants everything done straight away. Even Besant, you know, at a conference in Idaho mentioned, you know, unofficially, that he's, you know, he wants everything done. And he mentioned, Besson mentioned, I worked for Soros and I've worked for Trump. You know, both were like that. Had to be done straight away. So I think common sense somewhere down the line, because he can wreck, you know, he can wreck the world economy, can wreck his own economy in a big way. So that's why I'm in the camp that still believes things will settle down.
And against that backdrop, though, David, if I'm not mistaken, we've got the U.S. earnings season, which is about to start. And with all this volatility, with this uncertainty and this aggression in many respects, what kind of climate are we entering into in that respect?
Well, look, the U.S. economy is, you know, slowing down, but it's going to be probably, if you had to draw a line through it, probably around about 5% increase. But that's going to be made up of like tech shares where we're expecting around about 20%. You know, difference, obviously differences between some of the companies, but round about there. On the other hand, you go to energy where oil prices have fallen on the queue. There could be earnings could be down, and then probably in the middle, consumers and so on, round about 3 or 4%. So it's going to be a low bar. I think most companies are going to meet it, you know, depending on where they are. And we'll see from then. But it is going to be very revealing from tariff point of view. You know, is there any noticeable difference because of tariffs? Are they starting to take effect? I don't even know if they're in place. I know, I'm so confused.
Yeah, I think tariffs are going to be the word of the year probably come December.
Yeah.
David, some economic data out this week, and one that we've really got to look out for, and again, this goes directly to that word tariffs, is that May mining production numbers are out a little later this week. The consensus among economists that I've read is that it will remain under strain, something like a slump of 7.5% year on year. Again, we've spoken about this before, the sharp fall in platinum group metals. But again, more concern for South Africa. And again, it links back to uncertainty around the effect of tariffs on global trade.
All of that.
And more.
We shouldn't be in that position. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be in that position. Because here we're talking about a platinum price that has gone up to near $1,400 an ounce. Palladium going up, gold's going up, coal is stabilizing, so on. And we should be producing more, and yet production keeps going down. Now, I'm not quite sure whether this is political, whether miners are holding back because they still can't get their goods to harbor. I don't know. But, Jeremy, it's we shouldn't be in this situation. We should actually be taking full advantage of what we spoke about as we opened the segment, the rise in commodity prices. So it is a bit of a mystery.
It's a bit of a mystery, David, but enough to send a person's blood pressure rising, which means that you probably will need to go to gym, which brings us to the next story. The investment holding company Brayton, this is according to Business Live, has high hopes for its biggest asset, Virgin Active, and it talks about global trends pointing to an increased focus on health and wellness. And Brayton's been invested in this business for a long time.
Yeah, it has. It's a very difficult business because you've got to recover your fixed costs. You know, they've got all that gym equipment, so you've got to keep getting people to renew their membership. I'm surprised because they have reported an increase in membership, which surprised me because I thought post-COVID people have taken to the roads and, you know, gymming at home. But globally, yes, people are a lot more conscious. I hope it rubs off here. But it's a bold move, you know, and they're probably giving you some very good membership value, you know, in other words, some good deals. But you've got to keep going, you know. They've got to keep getting you to the gym so you enjoy it and keep renewing your membership. Not do it in the new year and say, yeah, this year I'm going to do gym, and then after the first month, poops.
You're making lots of hot listeners feel very guilty, David. Just a final one in conclusion. I'm just looking at Aspen Pharmacare share price today. It's down by 0.4%. And this is in spite of the chief executive, Stephen Saad, moving himself to buy group shares to shore up confidence in the company. But at this point, not yielding the desired results. And he spent a lot of money, didn't he?
He did. He's got a lot of money, thank goodness. Good luck to him. but no one knows the story. You know, detail has not been released. I know that it relates to the production of something I can't pronounce, what mRNA or something like that. Don't ask me to explain. But we don't know why. We don't know, you know, where this is going. And whether this will be resolved, and whether he will then need to maybe find, you know, other products to fulfill that capacity. But the market hasn't responded, Jeremy. You know, it fell, as you mentioned, it fell dramatically. And normally there's a bounce from there. We haven't seen it. And that's concerning. So let's wait for results and wait for more, you know, more news. But at the moment, I think everybody's in the dark.
Yeah. David Shapiro, we're going to leave it there. We're coming up for 7 o'clock on this Monday evening. I know that your personal trainer at Virgin is waiting for you, so thanks very much.
1027.